Hey, that's Coach Mike here, LexCoachMike.com. Man, this is awesome. Special thanks to all of you for your support of my site. It's truly humbling. Special thanks to our great friends at Crossover for helping us do what we do. I hope you're getting some great benefit out of it and making your practice more exciting. Speaking of exciting practices, probably the best coach that I've ever worked with in camps or seen him do the practices is Coach Berkman from Salisbury. You know, what do you say about a guy that's got 10 NCAA championship rings? I mean, really? Anyway, in this little sample or cutout of the full podcast, which was amazing, incidentally, we talk about something he's added to practice this year, which is a 5v5 scrimmage, very, very fast paced, played to one possession turnover or a shot, and then bang, the next group is in. He plays it with three middies and two attack on offense and two short stick middies on defense, including his own middies, and three poles on the D. Anyway, he does an unbelievable job of explaining all the benefits and all the nuances of the drill. Take the time and listen to this, man. It is awesome, and I can't wait to get it implemented. Again, Lax Coach Mike, special thanks to all of you.
After that, what we've been doing a lot this year is that we've been playing a lot of five-on-five after the small-sided stuff. Instead of, you know, playing one-on-one and doing two-on-twos, you know, there's only so many things you can do. And, you know, and I guess it's by virtue of what we thought we really needed going into the season, you know, we graduated three All-Americans on defense with two aspiring sophomores that we thought were that are really good defenders and very athletic, but weren't very good at the team defense part of the equation. So we thought we had to do something that, you know, instead of them just guarding people wasn't the issue, it was the bigger picture. And so, and we needed to put the crease component in it that you usually don't get with a 4-on-4 component. And so we started playing 5-on-5 and, you know, getting the ball around once, getting people in and out, and then, you know, and playing. And you could see that it's really helped our slides, it's really helped our shows, and some of those individual skill sets that make a great team component. So usually after the small-sided stuff, we get into the 5-on-5. And it could be scripted a little bit, depending on the day and the opponent. But we've been playing a 10 to 14-minute block of 5-on-5 consistently, you know, every day since, I would say, the first day of practice.
Coach, is that getting the pace of practice initiated? I know if you've never seen a Coach Berkman practice, the best metaphor I can give you is like a Willy Wonka chocolate factory. There's just people moving everywhere on every inch of the field. You know, I can remember you telling me if you were running man up, man down, twos and ones, ones and twos at both ends of the field, the guys in the middle of the field were shooting that weren't necessarily involved. I mean, there's nobody standing around. Do the guys come out and go 5v5 quick pace, or does it have a tendency to drag sometimes?
No, because it can be done two different ways. I mean, you know, we can go from our small-sided stuff, which we have two cages going, to right onto the same two cages, you know, and it could be a progression from, hey, we're going to do 8 minutes of 4-on-4, and then we're going to do 12 minutes of 5-on-5, and we stay right on those cages, and everybody's, you know, maybe there's one group out and one group rolling, and, you know, the next group's in. But I think this year, just because of the nature of the beast, sometimes you got to watch a little bit sometimes to get better too. So sometimes we're just doing 5-on-5 and the whole team's doing it. You know, you go in, you one turnover, boom, the next group is in, and you're rolling and you're watching, and everybody's focusing on what the off-ball guys are doing, what they would be doing in those scenarios. And, you know, we're learning how to be better team defensive players. And I think it's made a dramatic impact because, you know, we've done some really nice things here defensively against some, you know, extremely talented top 10 opponents that I didn't think was going to occur. And I think a lot of it has to do with this 5-on-5 drill because I think especially the two sophomores down low and the new junior that starts have become a lot better at the team part of the equation.
And, Coach, we talked off the air last week setting up the podcast and stuff. You said you were running that with three poles and two middies.
No, you were usually doing three middies.
I'm glad I said that, yeah.
Two attackmen. We do want two short stick defenders in there. We don't want four poles most of the time. Just so that, you know, it's that the short six are becoming better players, because besides the close defenders, you know, for us, you know, and again, it's a year thing because we're looking at this year's team. You know, you had the new people at close that needed a lot of work on becoming better defensive players. And then our other weakness, we thought, you know, on the defensive part of the equation, was the ability of our short stick offensive players to play defense. So we didn't want to have, you know, four poles in there taking out one of those spots when some of those middies, old middies, need to be in there playing some defense and getting better at that part of the equation.
Yeah, that was kind of my follow-up, Coach. I mean, knowing you the way I do, Coach loves to break everybody up. Right? I mean, you will find his poles playing offense in his 3v2s and his 4v3s on a regular basis, getting the stick work and the touches in for all the people. So, again, we're not focusing on D-middies here. We're focusing on middies. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, because, you know, for us this year, you know, we have 2 4-year starters at D-Mini, and one's a 2-time first-team All-American, and the other one is just as good as he is. You know, those guys don't need a lot of work when it comes to the individual and the team part of the equation. You know, they actually need a little bit more work on their offensive skills so that they can be, you know, we can generate some offense north-south out of the D-Mini position. But the offensive middies, and especially, you know, last year in our quarterfinal loss to Lynchburg, you know, in a great game, 13-11, and you dissect the game, and you look back and you say, holy cow, they gave up 3 goals when their offensive middies were caught on the field and they looked like fish out of water. All right, and that stuck in our hearts all offseason, that was never going to happen again. That, you know, if those guys got caught on the field, they'd be more than adequate. And I think, you know, that's one of the objectives of this 5-on-5 drill, you know, that you don't get playing 1-on-1 and 2-on-2. It's not necessarily on-ball defense. It's the mistakes that the O-minis make with the defensive packages, you know, that makes you vulnerable.
Well, and I think coaches are, I know I am. You know, one of the things that I've heard over the last 18 months from the coaches we interview that I haven't heard over the previous period of time is, well, two things, I guess. Number one, a focus on D-middies playing offense, you know. And secondly, and vice versa, O-middies getting caught on the defensive end, on the non-box side or however it turns out to go down. And the second thing is the communication between the middies and the poles, you know, on defense. And, you know, I think guys got caught up in the skeleton work and the position work and the small group work, and maybe not as much, you know, communicating traditionally in a 6v6, trying to work on team defenses and slide packages and shows and all that. But at the end of the day, I get a lot of emails, Jim, from guys saying, you know, how do I put some zip, you know, and some excitement back into my 6v6? Because I think most of the guys that are proponents of our site and come in here have bought into the fact that the days of running, you know, a high school coach, you know, doing skill work and running for an hour, 15 minutes of transition and 40 minutes of 6v6 if they don't have complete rosters to go 10v10 effectively, skill set-wise, you know, how to add some zip to it and put some excitement back into their 6v6. And we write a lot of articles trying to, you know, figure out ways to do that. But,
well,
yeah,
you know,
I love the 5v5 idea as an alternative concept.
Yeah, well, I also like the 5-on-5 for offense, too. You know, it teaches us to dodge, and then it teaches us to spin the ball through X. It teaches us to shorten the passes up, you know. And as you're doing that, you know, and people are sliding, they're learning where slides are coming from and where looks are. And, you know, I think it's been very good for us on offense, too, as far as our spacing goes, realizing matchups and clearing through and then making sure that we had, you know, outlets at X and outlets back up top, right and left of the Dodger. That has made us a better offensive team, I think, also.
Coach, do you clear out of there if the defense gets the ball or on a save?
Yeah, they'll clear the ball through the top of the box. So especially if he's shot, guy makes a save, you know, first look as to where the shot came from. If not, boom, we're trying to get the ball to the shorty that's scraping underneath and get him to run the ball through the box so that they got to make a couple quick decisions. We don't just stop because they turned the ball over. If the ball goes to the defensive, any ground ball in every drill, all right, you know, we always are yelling finish. You know, we're always saying finish, finish. Because we never want to give up that ground ball in the crease area. 2 seconds left in the quarter and you give up a goal that is a backbreaker. So we never finish a drill just because the offense turns it over. The drill's not finished until the ball is off the ground.
And how long you run the reps, Coach?
Well, we've been pretty much doing one turnover, or one possession. So the middies are in, boom, 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 shot saved, they come out, boom, the next five guys are in, boom. You know, they spin the ball, they throw a ball on the inside, you know, it's dropped, D picks it up, clears it to the box, next guy's in. So guys are running in and out, you know, and that's part of this guy's conditioning thing. You can't walk until you get to your line. So that, you know, you're in and out. And I don't like to do things where and that's why I don't like playing a lot of 6-on-6, because I think a lot of coaches do this, is that they have no consequences for their turnovers. You know, hey, we're playing 6-on-6, guy throws the ball to X, throws it over his head, oh, that's okay, let's just start over again. Well, that's not okay, you know. So if, you know, the first midfield's in and they're going, and they spin it through, guy dodges, throws the balls over the guy's head at X, boom, the D picks it up, clears it to the box, and that O line's out. And the next group is in. You know, so that they got to think about, you know, that turnover, and, you know, not that it's a big punishment or anything, but it's still, hey, you don't get rewarded for turning the ball over.
Hey, I'm thinking back, man. It had to be a number of years ago now, but I was interviewing Coach Serino, you know, before he was the AD, and he was still coaching at Limestone. And when they would run their 66 and the guys would throw it away, the other guys went to the other end of the field and ran like four shuttle runs or like four sprints. And then they came immediately right back and went back in on offense, you know. So if they turned it over like two times out of four possessions, you know, the guys were like absolutely gassed. But that was kind of an interesting penalty or reward, you know, that he ran for that kind of stuff. I got a big kick out of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want it to be physical punishment because I think that, you know, in the end of the day...
No. I'm just saying it was interesting, you know.
Interesting. We want them to be, hey, you know what? Just like a game, you turn it over, you got to go out, you know.
Hey, man, I know there's a lot of stuff there and a lot of benefits, including work on a lot of fundamentals, too. I love the cutting through and the spacing and the other players learning. Anyway, I've got all this outlined. If you want to share it with your coaches before you throw this into a practice so they can see what to focus on, check out the article section. It's all spelled out in there. Again, Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com. Special thanks to you. Special thanks to Crossover. Love all you guys, man. Until next time, God bless.